And we're back.
We're here.
I'm not gonna lie, it feels like forever.
It's the podcast.
The way you said that.
We're ready to podcast, baby.
Oh, man. Episode 54.
Yeah.
Of the Not Here podcast. It always feels weird. Not weird, but it feels funny since, you know, this is basically a bi-weekly podcast now.
Am I good? Can you hear me good? Am I good?
Yeah. You're coming up.
Something get weird? I don't know why I feel weird now.
No, hold on.
It's the smoke that's making me feel weird. Yo. Hello. Yeah, I guess that's good. I don't know. I felt weird for a second.
No, you're coming in strong. Like, talk.
Talk.
Oh, yeah, you're coming in.
Okay.
Yeah, you're coming in good.
Oh, you're going to leave that in, aren't you?
Yeah. People will be like, what? Tessin? I might cut it out. We'll see.
Okay.
But we'll anyway, see. Episode 54.
Yeah.
Not Here podcast. I was saying that since it's a bi-weekly podcast, I don't know. It almost feels like this is an over-exaggeration, like a lifetime every time we come back.
Dude, I feel like it's only been a week.
Really? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember you were texting me. I was like, you coming over? Because, like, last week we didn't do it, so.
Testing. I don't know why I feel weird.
Is it your headphones?
I don't know. Something's weird. Is it me? I guess it's me. I don't know. I'll just keep going.
Can you hear?
Yeah, but okay. I don't know.
It just sounds thinner?
Yeah.
Oh, got you.
Something.
It's probably, yeah, your levels are coming in.
All right.
But
we'll trust the process.
Hold on. Actually, hold on. All right.
It's the podcast.
So, yeah, you were talking about it feels like it only felt like a week.
But then no time went by.
No time. Yeah, it just went like that. So
you said it feels like it's been forever.
Oh, I see what you're talking about. I'm starting to hear the shit in my headphones. I think it's because you just talk
weird.
Directly into it.
Is it? Is hello? It's me?
Yeah, I think it's just because of the direction that it's picking up the sound.
Mm. Is that how it's supposed to be?
Yeah. You're supposed to, like, if you talk on the front of it.
It's backwards.
Oh, bro,
that's what it is. The microphone was on backwards.
Hold on, I can see you down. Hold on, all right, keep talking.
That's what it is, dude.
This is
how it's supposed to be.
Oh no, you get. Oh wait, yeah.
Hello. This is how it's supposed to be.
You could have done that way easier, but it's okay.
How so?
Because if you turn it back, all right, and unscrew this a little bit, like that, and then now.
Oh, see, I knew I wasn't retarded. Are we still recording?
Yeah, we're still recording.
Oh, gosh.
Man, that's the intro. People can be like, what the fuck is going on? Y'all done.
Time he sabotaged me. He put the microphone on backwards, yo. This okay. Is terrible.
No, it's okay. It's okay. But yeah, you were right. I was like, it does sound thin. I was like, oh, shit, I forgot. It's a front.
Bro.
It's not a mic like this one where you just talking to, you know. I'm going to get another one of these so that way the quality's like.
Sabotage.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Yeah, time. Time.
We're here, bro. It's the podcast.
Yeah, I hit you up and I was like, yo, you coming over tomorrow to record? And you're like, I thought we did it last week.
I forgot.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
It happens like that. As you get older, shit just happens to fly by and you don't even recognize it.
So what's going on out there, man? How do people feeling?
People, you know, it's really interesting. It's actually kind of wild. A lot of crazy shit happened. I say a lot of crazy shit, but I'm probably over-exaggerating. Normal things in life happen. Mm-hmm. Where, of course, you know, I actually wanted to talk about the Batman. Have you seen it?
I have not.
Damn, man. I want to talk to you about the Batman and shit, but it's okay. But
I've seen Euphoria.
You've seen Euphoria? Bro, somebody was talking about that. That show makes me feel weird.
Have you seen it?
No.
Well, how? Then you have no feeling.
Yeah, because I've heard other people talk about how weird it makes them feel. So, therefore, I'm probably carrying on how they feel.
So, what weirdness do they feel?
It's they went kind of, this might be in too deep, where basically they were saying that it's weird that society likes to watch TV shows about they're technically adults playing teenagers, having sex and doing drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of weird that society enjoys that.
Well, I think it's something that hasn't been put out there before in a way like this.
What about Degrassi? No.
Did they do drugs on Degrassi?
They probably did, but probably not to this extent.
I've never seen an episode of Degrassi.
Me neither.
But I think a lot of people relate to this more so. Okay, this is a super extreme version, right?
Of course.
Most people, you know, there's a lot of traumatic stuff and a lot of wild shit on there. But I think people kind of relate to that stuff more so than the Wonder Years or Family Matters.
Well, it's just a reflection of the times.
Those are great classic shows, but they're so family friendly and so cookie cutter kind of. And this is more raw, wild shit. Like,
I feel like there's been shows like that. I just can't think of any.
You haven't seen Euphoria.
No, I have. I've only seen certain clips on Twitter.
Bro, penis gets shown in every episode.
I know. I've heard. I heard there's like an episode where 35 penises get shown. And so,
like every episode.
People, it's funny because that episode in the show, people make fun of it for that reason. Because, you know, in TV and stuff, of course, you're not used to seeing like men, like penises just shown kind of like that. Because it's not like the thing or whatever. Right. Mostly it's women and vagina and shit, whatever.
Well, that doesn't get shown.
Well, it gets shown TV. A lot more in movies and in TV, I would say.
I don't know.
I think, when you think about it.
Titties get shown. Of boobs course. Get shown.
It's just, I think it's because women, maybe, and this is also, take this with a grain of salt, because it's coming from a perspective of a man. Mm-hmm. Women are more, it's easier to look at. They're prettier to look at.
I agree.
You know, versus a guy type of thing. But, what was I going to say? No, so yeah, I think some podcasts I listened to was talking about how, like, what did you call it earlier? The over, not dramatization, but the where it's like overdone, like to a point where it's like extreme.
I don't know what word I said.
I was gonna say hypersexualized, but that's not the word.
Is that it, okay? It is that.
And so it's interesting because I have seen a clip. Have you seen all the show?
Yeah, don't spoil anything. Are you about to spoil something?
Well, I saw this very extreme thing dealing with a drug dealer, which I feel like maybe you know what I'm talking about. Uh-huh. And it involves the police and a bathroom.
Okay.
Bullets are flying.
Okay.
And so, but I saw that and it was funny because people were like, this shit never happened in high school, you know, because it's that over extreme things.
I don't know. I mean,
but at the same time, people were saying, I don't know about the show. The drug dealer's not in school. It's just a drug dealer, whatever. But it's just.
There are drug dealers in school.
I know there are, but like to the point to things like that happen, I think it's far and few. Like between that shit like that happened, it's probably more like somebody selling weed or there'll be occasions where somebody's selling the hard drugs and shit. But, you know, but maybe that's me being far removed from the times that I grew up. I don't know how your high school experience was. Mm-hmm. Mine was very basic. Mm-hmm. It was like the most anybody was doing was smoking weed. That's it. Or drinking. Yeah,
I mean, that was pretty much it for my school, too, I believe. Mm. So.
And so I think I don't watch it for I think to go back to what I was saying earlier. A point is that it's like you were saying, you haven't seen anything like this, how it's done in this way, where it's very hyper crazy and just, you know, pushed to the point to where maybe almost like it's unrealistic.
I'll tell you one thing about this show. Mm-hmm. I feel like you, as like a video guy that enjoys like visuals and things like that, I feel like you would appreciate this show.
Maybe
it's shot differently. It's really weird. Some scenes make you think of like a music video. And there's all these really dope, like, say someone's thinking of something and then something happens and you don't know if it's real or not. Like, say, this is just an example, but say someone feels good. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, they'll appear in a meadow with, like, butterflies flying over their head. Mm, and it's just like,
oh. Oh, kind of like how sometimes the psychedelic experience can make like it, like, crazy and weird. The show
has a lot of that thrown in. Okay. But think of that mixed with drugs, sex, and violence. And it can be some intense shit too. Uh-huh. Like, so the opposite of that, say somebody's getting, you know, punched in the face or they're doing drugs. Mm-hmm. Well, then picture those visuals. Mm. And then the show will kind of just throw these weird, dope things at you.
Yeah. How many seasons is this show?
Two.
Two seasons so far? I heard they're making another one, supposedly.
They got two.
Oh. I don't know what it is about them. Maybe I.
It's a show I shouldn't like, but I like it. I think. Yeah. You need to stop judging it until you've seen it.
I'm gonna judge it. No,
you gotta watch the episode.
I don't know if I want to see kids destroy their lives, but
they're finding that you gotta destroy to rebuild. You know what I'm saying?
That sounds crazy. You sound like
the
God.
House. No. The foundation is fucked up. You gotta tear it down to rebuild it, bro.
Was that in the show?
That's in life.
Unless you start off good and then you're fine, but. Is there anybody normal at the school?
Well, then there's no show. It's just,
do they have anybody that's like contrary to everything that's going on, or is everybody tend like to regular? Be fucked up? Yeah.
There are some characters that aren't extreme and don't do drugs.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Nice. I'll probably relate to them. I think maybe it has to do, because this is actually bringing up something that I think I was thinking about the other day, is I don't watch a lot of TV. It takes a little bit for me to watch a lot of like TV shows. I think it's because sometimes, I don't know. I know some people go through it, but I don't know if you'll go through this, but I cringe at certain things. Mm-hmm. Not to say that it's bad, but it just like the intensity of it or like the suspense of it is like a lot. Like,
I don't know
like
if that's the same as cringe.
So I don't know what that, maybe that little
cringe end. Is like The Office.
Okay. There's actually, these, that, I don't even think that's cringe. That's actually funny, but yeah, I know what you're saying.
Sometimes the scenes on The Office just make me feel like, oh, I need to turn this off.
That's hilarious. And I get that. I think I actually enjoy it. I remember that show didn't make me cringe. It just made me laugh so hard. Right. But it's
like
that,
the scene where Michael promised to pay for the kids' schooling.
Oh yeah.
And then the kids grew up. That was so cringe and it was so awkward. And it's just giving me this feeling like, oh God.
Yeah. Maybe it's that same feeling where you're like, I don't know if maybe this kind of equates to that, where you're kind of like, oh, like I kind of want to turn away and mm-hmm. not look at this mm-hmm. kind of like you can't help but watch mm-hmm. type of feeling. And so like certain shows do that for me. Like, for mm-hmm. example, I'll give you like my partner P, like she watches these reality Love is Blind. If you know that show.
No,
it's on Netflix. It's basically a reality show where these people, they have different countries, but like, for example, it's these people that date, but they never see each other. Mm-hmm. And they talk to each other via these rooms that are like real thin.
I saw the trailer for that. Okay.
Yeah. And so, but they basically have like a certain amount of time to figure out whether or not they're a match. And then if they want to get married, and if they get married, they go on this honeymoon. And it's a lot of stuff. But watching stuff like that, watching people go through like getting rejected or getting denied or just mm-hmm. awkward shit going on makes me go, I can't watch this.
Talking about that, have you seen the trailer for the show where they get like the makeup and they're like a furry or like a
Seen that Masked Singer? I think
The Masked Singer.
Is this the new one, the Avatar one?
This is a Netflix one.
Okay,
where they get like makeup and prosthetics to where they look wild. Like some girl will look like a dolphin and the guy will look like a
like an animal or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then they date and they try to figure out if they like them. Oh, yeah. Without...
It's like Animal Instinct or something like that. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. That's weird.
That is weird.
That makes me feel weird. I'd be like,
part of me wants to watch it. I would like to be on that. I feel like that'd be fun.
That'd be hilarious to see you on there. What animal would you go as?
It's whatever they give me.
What if they gave you like a snail?
I feel like a frog would be interesting.
A frog?
The princess is supposed to kiss the frog, you know.
Oh, and that's, you could play on that.
Prince Charming, bro.
And you'd be like, just wait till I take this makeup off. Bam, lay it on you.
Boom, I'm even uglier. What do you think? People that are furries, why do you think they're furries?
You know, that's a really interesting question. I actually thought about that. You have a theory? Mm-hmm. I think maybe we all have like a moment or a time period in our life where like we're at our most impressionable. And certain whenever like hits at that time, whether it be music or video games or movies or just something happens to us and it sticks with us. And I think maybe they themselves, for some reason, animals just clicked with them, or some animal clicked with them to where it's like, okay, that's the same thing that people who are like women who are really into horses, like over to the point where they're like, I love horses. They're just like in love and they want to be a horse and shit. Mm. I think maybe, ponies and shit like that. It's so interesting, but what's your theory?
Basically the same thing, but like probably, have you ever seen squirrels fucking?
No, I haven't seen that.
So when I was in college, right? Uh-huh. I was like looking, and I'm like, yo, what the fuck are those squirrels doing? And these squirrels were getting it on in the tree.
Oh my God. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Something I've never witnessed before.
Yeah.
But what probably happened, right?
Uh-huh.
People that are furries, mm-hmm. when they were a kid, they looked out the window and they saw squirrels fucking. And that triggered something for them. They're like, yo, what is that?
That's weird.
And then they grew up and they put on squirrel costumes.
Wait, are you saying that that's you?
No, I saw this in college.
Oh, okay. Okay. You're like, what the fuck? You're like, what the hell is this shit?
I saw this late in life, thankfully.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could see that. It's the same, like. Man, I don't like, the brain is an interesting thing because like it's crazy what shit can like just latch onto you and I mean, it's the same way with like crazy people who are like crazy at an instrument. Mm-hmm. For some reason, they just pick up on it like that. Or like it's because I used to have these thoughts like back in the day where I'd be like, why are people into, you know, people who are like when it comes to like sex and stuff, people are like, they like to get hit and dominated and all that shit. I was like, why the fuck are you trying to get hit? You know?
Well, I don't think that's a pretty topic. Because I think there may be some abuse in the household between the mother and the father.
And then it went on to them and they wanted it.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Because I think you relate love to abuse in a certain way.
But see, that makes makes it even interesting. Because then what do you say to the people who are like, well, no, it has nothing to do with that. I just enjoy being hit. Then are you saying, okay, that sounds like let me not use the word, I was about to say delusional, but it almost seems like as if you're lying to make up for the fact that maybe that did happen. Maybe they haven't confronted it.
Yeah, there's some weird power struggle going. Yeah,
it can get muddy and stuff like that, because some people will be like, well, no, I've always been like this. Mm-hmm. And then there are people who argue who are like, well, no, actually, when you talk about your past, certain things happened that triggered and stayed with you that are into that. And so, because like people get offended when shit like that comes up where they're like, what do you mean? No. You know, some people just don't, you know, what is it? They don't kind of like confront the thing that happened.
Right.
And so, which makes me wonder too. So then when it's something like that, something that happens in the childhood, you know, those stories of like billionaires that do really weird shit. Mm-hmm. So then do you think that is because of how much money they have and they're just bored? Or is that kind of like the same thing of what happened in their past?
I think probably you reach a point, right? Mm-hmm. Where excess. So when you're a guy like that, you can probably pay for anything you want.
Of course.
Right. So, you know, you're probably getting more things than a person like me and you would have access to.
Of course.
So when you start, say with money or with sex or with anything, the more you get it, the more it becomes regular. Mm. So then you want more of it.
Yeah.
But then you're always you're always chasing the next high, because what got you high this time isn't going to get you high next time. Mm. So, you know, you're doing some wild shit this week. Well, next week.
It has to be even wilder.
Yeah, how do you take it further? And then you probably just accidentally find some weird shit and you're just like, well, fuck it, let me try this. And then it's like, oh, that was fun. What else? What other weird shit is there that, you know?
That's so interesting to me, because then that brings up this question, which might seem like a basic question, but then when you kind of put it together with that is there such thing as making too much money? Like, as far as like, should there be like something that's like, really the average to have your mental health be like in check and good? Do you think there's a number out there that should be like, hey, once you get here, you're fine here, because if you go further, then you're probably going to affect your mental health even more and it could affect the rest of your life?
I mean, the number is probably different for everybody, and probably. Also based on how you live,
probably,
you know. I mean, if there's a homeless guy out there in the street right now, you give him $1,000 a month, his life is going to he's going to feel ecstatic. Like, of course, he's going to be insane.
Yeah. Cause he doesn't get that on the regular.
Yeah. So it's going to be wild for him. It's going to, if his viewpoint, his life is just crazy right now. You know what I mean? Mm.
Do you have a goal of like how much money, like you would like ideal amount of money you would want to make? Like as far as like a year?
No, I enjoy the thought of having $1 million, just having that, that extra comma.
Oh, gotcha.
Would be amazing to have, because you know, we've had one comma, right?
Yeah.
But two commas, that's
something else.
I wouldn't really, you know, I wouldn't want to make that in a year, but
that'd be crazy. Because it's funny. I had today earlier at breakfast. I had this conversation with P, and we were talking about it. And I think I used to have like a fear of making too much money and losing myself in that, and I'd be like, you know, kind of like almost like an addict where you get too much of a drug and then you just get lost in a drug or something.
So how are you with self-control?
Self-control, I would say for the most part, I'm pretty good. I do have moments, though, where I'm like, okay, I need to get myself in check.
So I'll tell you this about myself. I'm terrible with self-control.
Okay.
And I've been learning this a lot recently. With food, if it's in front of me, I'm going to eat it. If I buy it, I'm going to eat it. Uh-huh. Right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I used to be really overweight. I've lost a lot of weight recently. Mm-hmm. But what I have to do when I go to the grocery store, I have to force myself not to buy these things. Because if I buy them, I'm going to eat them.
Yeah.
And it's the same way with social media, too. Right now, I'm trying this new thing. I deleted social media from my phone because I'm so addicted to it.
Yeah.
And if it's there, I go to it And then I'm just spending all my time
not doing anything
on it, yeah. not doing anything.
Yeah.
So I'm not good with that.
I get it. No, it makes sense because I kind of, I'm the same way. I think lately I have, man, I've been so busy that I'm lucky to have been busy working on stuff or feel like I need to work on stuff to where I'm not on social media as much. Or if I do, what happens is, because you've had those moments, I'm pretty sure, where you get on social media and then you realize, you're like, oh shit, I'm spending a lot of time on here, and had that realization. And when you have that, hopefully you get out of it and you're like, okay, let me close this app.
It's hard, man. It's an addiction.
Yeah, true. Yeah. It's very, very true. But I was going to say that, yeah, so now I think what I'm trying to do is I have a number as far as how much I want to make every year, and I'll be fine for the rest of my life.
What's the number?
So I want to bring home after taxes $150,000 a year.
Mm.
That's the number. But I looked it up and I was like, okay, how much do I need to make in order to bring that home? I need to make $250,000. Yeah, I know.
Quarter million.
But I think that's doable. I think that's doable because I think that at the end of the day, I was telling P, I was like, if I had a lot of money, really all I'd be doing is spend money on like studio equipment, getting like probably the best studio equipment, paying off bills. Cause like once I buy my home, I'm like, well, I'm cool. I'm straight. I don't need nothing else, you know, except for maybe if like we want to travel, you know, go on vacation or something, but I don't even like going on vacation that much. I enjoy being at my home and I enjoy being like chill in my own like spot or whatever. And so I don't need a lot. The only way that number goes up is if we have kids.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have kids, then obviously, you know, I can't remember. There's like a number, how much a kid's worth over the up to 18 years. It's like in the, you know, six figures or something like that.
How much your kid's worth or how much a kid costs?
Sorry, how much a kid costs?
I'll sell you my kid for, he's only five, so he's only worth $50,000 right now.
No, sorry. How much it costs you in the long run. And so, because once you add more people, then you got more mouths to feed and you got more shit to pay for and bills, just, you know, new bills start coming up. And so, but yeah, for me, the number is 250, just so that way I can bring 150 right now.
So have you done the calculations on, cause I saw, you know, you can divide that by 365.
How much?
So that's how much you need to make every day.
684. That's not bad.
That's a lot of money. You got
that
make
is a lot of money.
And Saturdays and Sundays.
Oh, so then what's that a month? So what you would do that divided by 12, right?
Yeah. So if you needed that per month, it'd be,
$20,000. God damn.
I don't know if I said the number for people listening to the podcast. So if you wanted $250K a year, you'd need to make $684
a day. That's 365 days.
If you just want $100,000 a year, it's more manageable, $273 a day.
Oh, that's not bad.
Not bad.
That's actually really good.
But that's 7 days a week.
I just got to get an NFT or something.
Yeah.
But it's so,
you know,
crazy.
Somebody was selling Wombo Dreams as NFTs.
Wombo Dreams, what's that?
That the app I told you about that I was in love with.
They were selling them as NFTs.
Some of them
that's
sold
illegal,
for millions of dollars.
They take a cut. That's
they're not allowed to do it.
But they're like, fuck it.
It happened. Somebody did it.
That's wild.
Yeah. One of them sold for like $12 million.
Holy shit. I mean, you would think, I wonder if that like popped on their radar. Like, hey, that's our shit.
They need to be on it. Wombo, go get it.
Wombo.
Go get your money.
So that actually, since we're on the topic of NFTs, this is something that I was reading earlier.
How long have we been talking?
24 minutes. So we'll go a little bit more. Let me okay. bring this topic up. Because it's interesting in the space to me that we're kind of music is going and like the internet's going.
Mm.
So this is today, I think. Yesterday this article came out that Spotify might be moving beyond music to take on NFTs. That's the article. So it says that, I'm going to read this article here from musictech.com. It says, Spotify is allegedly diving into the world of NFTs, a move that has the potential to generate additional earnings on the platform. Yesterday, the Financial Times reported that the streaming service had posted two job ads online seeking to hire for early stage projects related to Web3. According to the descriptions on Spotify's page, the company's looking for a back-end engineer who's going to take on a small and full-stack team and driving growth through new technologies like Web3. And so, supposedly, they're trying to move a little bit past there, I guess, to make more money. you know. And so I don't know what that means for the industry, even though the industry's kind of already in the NFT realm.
I don't know, man. Do you like NFTs?
No. No. I just don't understand. I understand it more now than when they first came out. I was very much like an old man when it first came out. I was like, what the fuck is this shit? This shit's horrible. But now I think of it like it's just my, you know, West Side Gun print right here. Mm-hmm. But it's just digital.
Right.
You know. But I think the reason why I don't like it is because to me, if it's digital, it doesn't have value. Yeah. There's something about when you have something physically that feels more valuable than if it's digitally. Because it's that little kid argument that I see on Twitter or just people talk about it like, oh, I just screenshot it. I have it. You know?
I feel like there could be a big bubble here where people are paying millions of dollars for this stuff and the value is just going to go away. But yeah. Who knows?
True. You never know the way that it's going. Yeah. I kind of feel the same way that I feel like something could happen where people buy all these like NFTs and next thing you know, something happens, the bubble pops and people go, actually, it's worth nothing now.
But that'll be interesting. So if Spotify does it, technically, I guess you could type in Drake's name, go listen to his song, and his biggest fan, his richest fan, could buy the Drake official Spotify NFT.
Yeah, exactly. That makes sense. It's interesting. One thing I don't understand, I guess maybe there's, no, I guess in a way, kind of like if, you know how sometimes NFTs will be like an artist could release a song that's only an NFT. I never understood the value in that, I guess, because I was like, well, why would you want to be the only one that hears this song? Oh, but
I was going to show you something, but I don't have Instagram.
Oh,
damn it.
But I didn't understand the value in that, but I guess it's.
Would the value be it's a one of one? You're the only person that hears it?
Yep.
I mean, that'd be the value.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I guess it's kind of, you remember that Wu-Tang Clan album that the Martin Shkreli, or I forgot his name, dude's in jail now, but he had that one album that nobody was on, or excuse me, that a lot of people were on, but only one person ever heard.
Yeah.
And so, but I guess I still don't understand because I feel like there's some sort of like, if you're the only one that heard it, imagine if it's an amazing song, right? Mm-hmm. And you're like, wow, this song's amazing, but you can't really talk to anybody about it. Like,
I don't know. It's like a collector thing. Like, I have this amazing thing and you guys can't see it. I'm the best.
I guess so.
I don't know.
I guess because I think about it like pieces of art, like actual like physical paintings.
Yeah.
People are like, you can look at it, but I have it like right here. But they can still look at it and be like, wow, that's dope that you got that in your home. And it's worth however many million.
It's the digital version of that, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe the generation after Gen Z will be like, take it and just, you know. They'll make it more understandable. I don't know. But let me stop.
Gen Q.
Gen Q. Is that what they're called?
I don't know.
Oh. Gen Q. We're back.
Hey, yo.
Yeah.
I got something.
Okay. What's that?
I got a new segment.
A new one?
Uh-oh. A new segment. It's called the Nerd Corner.
All right. All right. What's
we're
in this
going
segment?
To the corner with the nerds and talking to the nerds.
That's where I live, right there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So you should already be knowledgeable.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to talk about population of states.
Wait, in the NFT realm?
No, in the United States.
Population of states. Okay.
So, can you guess the number one state people are moving to, the top inbound states in America?
I think the top place is, the way that things are going, I think it's in middle America. I think it's in Kansas.
No.
Nebraska.
No.
Trying to think. What's the name? North Dakota.
No.
I don't know.
All right. South Carolina.
Really?
Fucking blew my mind.
What?
I cannot believe that. So I tried figuring out, okay, why, you know.
Yeah.
So then I looked up, well, maybe it's the cheapest.
Right? Okay, yeah.
So that would make sense. Like, people are moving there because it's the cheapest. It's not. It's like middle of the pack.
Okay.
Where you're from is actually like third cheapest in the country.
I see. I know why.
But people aren't moving there.
Ain't nothing there.
But South Carolina, so I'll give you guys the top five. I don't know if anyone cares or if this is interesting.
Okay.
South Carolina, Idaho,
ooh.
Tennessee. North Carolina, Florida.
Wow, it's crazy to think of Florida's on that list.
Yeah.
Tennessee actually makes kind of sense.
Now, Florida makes sense. A lot of old people move to Florida. Oh, yeah, the weather's great. The
weather's great,
The houses are a little bit more expensive there than average.
Yeah.
But I was shocked by South Carolina. Another thing that was shocking, South Carolina is the only state that have been in the top five for the last 10 years.
Damn.
10 years in a row, people are moving to South Carolina.
That's crazy.
And I'm not sure why. It's kind of a shitty state. I love it. It's beautiful. But maybe it's because it's a beautiful, shitty state. Like, oh, this state's kind of shitty, but it is beautiful. There's a coast.
Yeah.
You got the ocean. I can go to the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
House prices aren't crazy.
Yeah.
But
you get a lot of space for a little money.
Yeah.
I would say that's why they're not moving to Arkansas. Ain't no coast.
Arkansas, I think, was the third cheapest. Yep, third cheapest, but above Mississippi and West Virginia. Boy.
Don't move to Mississippi.
So yeah, there's more stats too. I don't know if this is interesting, man, but
that's crazy to think, because I wouldn't have thought people would be moving to South Carolina.
Bro, I mean, either
that's number crazy.
And like everyone in South Carolina, I feel like hates South Carolina.
That's hilarious.
I love South Carolina just because I feel like I have to love it because other people hate it.
Oh yeah,
I'm in the South Carolina subreddit, and everyone constantly shits on South
Carolina.
That's
funny.
Can you guess the most expensive places to live?
Okay, I'm going to guess Los Angeles. That's one of them.
Oh, I was going to go states.
Oh, states. But, California.
Nevada is not in the top 10.
Whoa, okay. I'm going to say
California's number two.
California, New York?
New York is in the top 10.
Okay. Texas.
Now, this stat I'm looking at is average home price.
Average home price.
And Texas is actually lower than average. That's surprising. It's about middle of the way. I would have thought it would be more expensive, but it's so big, though.
Yeah, that's why. I was going to say, I was thinking more so Austin. People in Austin always complain about everybody moving there.
Yeah.
So I said Cali, New York. Damn, where else would be expensive?
The most expensive house.
New Mexico.
No, I'm not sure where that is. No.
Okay, well, what's the most expensive?
Hawaii.
Oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Beautiful homes in Hawaii.
You know, it's crazy that you said that, because I was looking, I was on TikTok earlier, and there's people randomly, this random person puts on there, and he was telling people, stop moving here.
Stop moving to Hawaii.
Because, of course, you only have so much land, and then the prices of living there and just the cost of living aren't worth it. And he was like, look, he's like, these places, like, y'all need to leave this alone. I think he was a native, and he was like Samoan. He was just like, y'all got to stop moving here because y'all going to fuck up everything that's going on.
That's what's going on with Canada right now. The average price of a home in Canada is fucking insane. The average Canadian price of a house in Canada is $816,000 for a house in Canada.
With all that land, Jesus Christ.
I know. The average price of a house in Hawaii is a little bit above $600,000. So the average price in Canada of a house is more than the average price of a home in Hawaii.
That's wild.
Insane.
That's crazy to think. I mean, I guess maybe people move to Hawaii because, you know, of course, you're literally surrounded by water.
I'd love to go there.
I think the weather's nice most of the time.
Yeah.
Kind of like a Florida, but maybe better. That's crazy, though. What was I going to say? I feel like a lot of people, of course, a lot of people moving because of that. It's crazy to think that people want to move to Hawaii because it's so expensive.
Mm.
But I was like, there's some people that I follow on like social media that are in Austin, Texas, and Austin is becoming another Atlanta in a way where people are just moving there because of like, Austin's right now known for like, they're like a tech hub. So, you know, you got Tesla down there. They're almost finished with the Tesla factory down there.
You know, that's going to be the biggest square foot building in the world, I think.
That's wild.
It's bigger than the Pentagon.
Holy moly. That's crazy. That's because in that factory, that's where they're going to build Teslas, right?
Yeah.
They have one in Cali, I think.
Well, it's one of, I might be wrong on that. It'll be the biggest square foot in America.
Okay.
Not the world. I saw that stat recently.
That's wild.
Yeah.
And so, of course, with Elon basically living there, bringing that factory, people who are like want jobs and stuff like that, they're all going to move there. So that's bringing people in. So that's more tech, and it's just going to drive stuff. And then, of course, people always complain because, you know, Joe Rogan moved there, all these big people, that's bringing people in. You know, now like the comedy scene is moving up And so it's just
I've never been to Texas. I'd like to go.
Really?
I've never been.
Oh man, I think you'd love Texas. I love it.
Barbecue's good.
Barbecue, probably best barbecue in the world. I really love Austin. Austin, the traffic is kind of crazy. Not as bad as Atlanta, but it's kind of crazy still. Nothing against Houston, but I don't like Houston.
I've never been.
I don't know what it is.
What's bad about it?
This is
Megan
a Texas
Thee Stallion?
Thing.
No.
Yeah. I would think that'd be a reason you want to go to Houston.
Oh, okay. My bad.
No. I don't know, man. It just seemed like, I don't know what it is. It's something about Houston where I feel like, damn, I don't want to say anything to upset people, but it's like they're kind of they're stuck in, like, things are slowly catching up to them as far as, like,
they're living in the year 2000.
Some people are. If you go there, like, I'm gonna tell you an experience that I had. I went to a South by Southwest one year where a friend of mine, it was a group of four of us.
Now, that's in Austin.
But people from Houston came up.
Okay.
Because there was a Houston showcase.
Okay.
And I remember it was like up and coming people. Mm-hmm. And a friend of mine who was from Arkansas, but now lives in Dallas, came down there to perform at this show. And he performed. And then we were like, okay, bet. And like, we look like normal people, not saying normal people, but just up to date, like new fashion type of people, right? Man, and then all of a sudden, all these Houston people start coming in, and bro, they're wearing like tall tees still. They're wearing like these crazy, like retro fits and shit. And I'm like, damn, people still rocking this shit?
But see, you weren't draped up and dripped out.
Yep, that's true. I was not draped up and dripped out.
So.
That might just be the Houston thing.
Yeah.
And it may be the times that I always go, but this is also a Texas thing. It's always hot in Texas. Like, it's like unbearable hot sometimes. Like, people don't go outside hot type of thing. But Houston is okay. I don't like it as much as Austin. Dallas is cool if you've ever been to Dallas. But Dallas is slowly becoming more populated. And I have one of my best friends lives out there. And he's talking about how many people are moving there because they're building all these new homes on all this land. There's so much land in Texas. And like, they're just taking the opportunity that they're like, well, people want to move away from these big cities and live somewhere cheaper. So why not come to Texas?
Well, if you could move to any state, where would you pick?
Any state?
Mm-hmm.
Let me think. Any state. I want to be somewhere where I experience all the seasons. I'm going to say, man, to be honest, as much as I just ragged on Texas, I'm going to say either Texas or I'm not going to lie to you, maybe somewhere like New Mexico or something.
Near Houston?
No, not near Houston.
You didn't like New Mexico, right? What was the place you didn't like that was creepy?
It was New Mexico. I'm thinking Phoenix, like Arizona.
What was the creepy town you were telling me about?
It was in, I think it was Albuquerque, New Mexico.
New Mexico, okay.
Yeah, where everybody was overly nice. And I'm like, we're in a town of cults. Like, this is like, they're going to kill us.
Because people are nice.
Yeah, it's because I'm so used to people not being overly nice that I'm like, whoa, this is weird.
I ever tell you that... the time, so we went to Maine, and my dad was talking to someone. It's just a random encounter. And he was talking to someone, and they said, "You're from down south, aren't you?" And my dad said, "How do you tell my accent?" He said, "No, because you're nice."
That's like a northern thing, like where they're like,
"Fuck you."
Yeah, fuck you, dude, like that. But I've heard from northern people that kind of like how they talk like that is just normal. Most people don't take it as rude. They're just more blunt. You know what I mean? Versus like, they don't mean it sometimes in a disrespectful way. They're just like, no, I got shit to go do and I have to get on the train, go up here and do all this other shit.
You know? Just covering up the fact that they're terrible people. That's all it is.
That's so funny.
They're trying to sugarcoat it.
That's hilarious. But New York, man, New York is an interesting place. I remember being there and like, bro, there were times I'm like, man, I can't believe people live here.
Oh, I smell the garbage. Oh, it's beautiful.
See the big ass dog rats here in the trash can.
Fresh garbage.
It's crazy to think
I'm hating right now.
People in New York, man, fuck y'all.
For our one listener in New York.
He's like, man, fuck y'all. Or they're going to be like, yeah, fuck New York. No. But it's so interesting that that's a thing. I wouldn't have thought that would work out. I wonder if back then they'd be like, yeah, people are just going to live on top of each other. And so it's interesting though. A lot of different cultures living in a melting pot of New York. I just don't like that there's no space up there.
If I pick one state, I think I'm taking Wyoming.
Oh,
Because it's right there by Yellowstone.
I was just about to say.
So I'm going
to
just get out there in the woods with the bears and the Yetis and...
Oh, my gosh.
Just live my life.
You said the Yetis?
Yetis, bro.
I get that. I was going to say Wyoming because I know you talk about when you went to Yellowstone before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Beautiful. It's the most beautiful place I've seen in my life.
Mm.
It's like these roads that turn on mountains, just winding around mountains, and like every turn is just a beautiful view. It's just like, oh, this is like a painting. Mm. You know what I mean?
Interesting. I always try to look for that happy medium between having just enough nature, but still being a city, you know, that's, and like Atlanta there's places in Atlanta where you can go, where you're just on the outskirts. I'm like, wow, this is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Like it feels like nature's here, because I don't like the hustle and bustle of cities.
Yeah.
Like here is where we're living right now. Me and P, is like, it's cool. But I think I enjoy the quietness. Cause of course, being from Arkansas,
I hate this road. It's thin. Yeah. When you go that way,
yeah,
it's the thinnest road in America.
Yep.
I got nervous just now driving here. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm going to crash.
And then you know how people drive here in Atlanta. It's like, people don't give a fuck. They're
Jesus.
And it is so funny. I feel like here, for some reason, I don't know if you notice when you go back home here, the police just don't give a fuck. They got like other shit to do.
In Atlanta?
Yeah, in Atlanta. They're like, when people are just, most of the time people are speeding.
I've never been pulled over in Atlanta.
Ooh, nice.
Or actually, when I was working for MedSpeed, I did get pulled over time. No, twice.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Was it because you're going over the limit?
One time I was, and then the guy... He pulled me over, right?
Uh-huh.
But then he saw the sticker on the back of my car that says emergency specimen. So then he was like, go. I didn't know. Go.
Oh. And you're like, I ain't got shit back here.
That's and then hilarious. Another time, I think I didn't. It was something to do with a school bus, or I tried to run over a kid, or you know, something like that. And dude, this guy, he yelled at me.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
and you were like, hey, I didn't know. Sorry.
You
know what the fuck you were doing?
Yeah. He didn't give me a ticket, though.
Wow. He just gave you a yelling.
It's my white privilege.
That's hilarious.
It worked out.
He was like, that's enough. That's all you get. That's crazy. I'm trying to think. I've been pulled over a few times, and I always just go... There's this thing where I always make sure if I see a cop, you know, as I'm pulling over, I quickly, let me pull out my ID, let me pull out this or whatever. So that way I have it in my hand ready to go.
Right.
Because what I don't want to happen is when I pull up and then I reach for something and he's like, all right, you know.
Yeah.
And so and most of the time I just go, just give me the ticket, man. Just give me the ticket. I don't want to argue with nobody. Just give me that shit.
Yeah.
Because that shit can escalate quick. So.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's funny that he yelled at you.
He was yelling at me.
That's hilarious. I was gonna say, well, you haven't seen the Batman. Damn, I can't believe you haven't seen it, man.
Tell it to me and tell me your thoughts in a non-spoilery way?
Yeah, I can actually. One, I'll tell you the good things about the movie.
Okay.
Don't
spoil it.
No spoilers. This is all about the people who are acting in the movie. There's like no spoilers or nothing. What's her name? What's the Catwoman's name?
Zoe.
Zoe Kravitz.
Yes.
Amazing.
Mm.
She does a great job in the movie. Besides being gorgeous, whatever, get that out the way. Amazing actor. I think she might be the best Catwoman.
Okay.
And that's how Halle Berry was, to me, the one of the good ones, too.
Was she? Or was she terrible?
There are scenes in there that are funny. Like, did you ever see that movie?
The basketball
scene?
Yeah,
that was...
Oh, God. I feel like...
Who wrote that?
I feel like she has to be the most terrible Catwoman.
I think...
Just because of how those scenes were...
Oh, my God. I remember it. I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
Y'all, please look up... Catwoman playing basketball on YouTube.
It's hilarious. Hilarious. I don't know who wrote that.
That's cringe.
That is very cringe. That is cringe. And her face when she's doing it. Whoa. Like, but Zoe Kravitz is amazing in the movie. The Riddler guy, great job. Great job. Another great moment. I'll tell you, Robert Pattinson. He's a good Batman, but I don't like his Bruce Wayne.
Oh, okay.
That's like one thing. For some reason, that's a thing that a lot of people play. You're playing basically two characters.
Mm.
You're playing Bruce Wayne and you're playing the Batman.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody, to me, has been able to be like the best at both.
Mm.
It's just not. It's the same thing with Superman. You got Clark Kent and you got Superman.
Okay.
And so, because I'm not going to spoil it. There's his hair in one scene. I'm like, it looked fake. It looked like a wig. Like, it's very big.
Mm.
And so... I'm going to say, okay, so another good thing. Oh, bad thing about the movie. Too long. There are parts in it that I feel could have been taken out, and it would have made it a whole lot better.
Okay.
And so, but, and it's interesting because there's other, because I've been listening to other people breaking down just to try to remember, because I'm thinking about going to see it again, just to see it. But I will say the one thing that I, another good thing I like about the movie is that it's a detective film.
So whodunit?
It's kind of like a whodunit type of thing where Batman actually gets to be a detective versus just beating up people all the time.
I wouldn't have thought that.
Yep.
Okay.
Other than that, I'm trying to think. I think that's about it. I think as far.
I'm waiting for that HD rip to hit the internet.
HD rip. The Penguin, Colin Farrell. Great.
I heard they're doing a show.
Yeah, they're doing a doing a show, and he's going to be in it. It's kind of like I think they're. I don't know if it's a prequel, but it's just kind of like in that underworld-esque type of thing. And so, he did a great job. Great job. I almost feel like this movie, more so that Catwoman, the Penguin, they all like, and the Riddler stole the show from Batman.
Oh.
Okay. Batman almost feels like he's like in the background.
Okay.
In a way. And so, it is interesting. But other than that, I still say go see the movie because it is a good Batman. I still think, though, my favorite Batman is Christian Bale. I think. Though Christopher Nolan did like an amazing job with those three films.
Yeah.
They all have their mistakes and, you know, little faults, but I think compared to everybody else, he's the best one so far.
Dope. I need to go see it. Well, yep. I need to go see it on my computer.
Yeah. You go, what? Do you watch it on your computer?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you put it on, like, on the TV or something.
No, the guys don't. They don't want to do rips.
Oh.
Well, Silence doesn't want
to
do rips.
I know he likes to go to the movies and go watch stuff.
Yep.
Need to go watch that before I was about to say Dr. Manhattan. Dr. Strange movie comes out. That's going to be another big one. That's coming out later next month?
I don't know.
Or this month? But that's like another one that people are like, oh my God.
I just saw Spider-Man.
Spider-Man?
Yeah.
What did you think about that?
I think we talked about that last podcast. I enjoyed it. It was cool. I wish everybody knows by now, right? Am I okay to spoil?
Yeah.
I wish I wouldn't have known there were three Spider-Mans.
Yep.
I feel like it would have been epic not knowing that, but it's hard for them to hide that.
Yeah, it is hard. I think there's also an issue. This is the thing, because back in the day, it was a lot easier to hide stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because now we've gotten to a point, I think, with like superhero films where when like this movie's coming out, that's the first thing that people thought of. People are always looking. That's the problem. They don't kind of just wait for the movie to come out. They're like, oh, this can happen or this can happen. They're always looking to like break the news of like, well, this person's in this town where they're filming.
Yes, that's how the news came out. Because people, you know, people find out where the sets are and then they take pictures. And then when they're taking pictures, they're like, oh, shit, Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield are here.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Exactly.
And then I even had the I don't know if I should say it because it's another spoiler.
Spider-Man?
Yeah.
You're fine.
But I mean, so the Daredevil, that was even spoiled for me.
Yeah.
Because people said, oh, he's on the cast, so Daredevil's going to be in it.
You know, whatever. So it's just people, what it is I don't know if it's maybe people are like, they want this movie, they kind of have a view of how the movie should be in their head to be amazing. And then when they kind of figure stuff out, they're like, this is going to be, you know, they, it kind of, what is it, backs up with their thinking, then they get excited and everything versus like being surprised. And so, yeah, but, it's interesting because I didn't even know the Daredevil dude was in the movie until the movie.
Somebody spoiled that for me.
Damn.
I mean, it wasn't a big scene or anything, but it was just kind of like, oh,
he's in the Marvel universe. That guy. That's hilarious. No, but yeah.
It didn't feel good.
It sounded funny because it's away from the mic, so it sounds real faint.
It just didn't feel good.
That's hilarious. All right, it's that time.
It's that time. We got a Not All Here this podcast first moment.
That's the first Not All Here together.
Oh, we were both. We had the Not All Here moment happen simultaneously.
Very much so.
So, we were sitting on the couch, just chilling. Were we watching TV? What were we doing?
I think we were. We were all watching TV. I almost feel like, I don't think I was there when it initially happened. I just remember, I think I might have come out of my room, I think.
Okay.
But I think the TV was on.
So it was me, you, and Silence in the living room. And then we hear.
Yeah.
Or we hear a. And we're like, what was that? So that's knocking in case I don't know if the mics are the mic's picking that up. So we hear a little, but it wasn't like a knock. Yeah. It was like a light knock. Yeah. Like, hello, sir. You know, like.
Like an old lady.
Yeah. Like, excuse me.
We should probably remind, but this is at night, late at night.
This is at 2 a.m.
2 a.m. in the morning. Yep.
So also our front porch, the light went out.
Oh yeah.
And all of us are really slack, so we never replaced the light. So when you look out the front porch, it's just like you're looking into like blackness, just like darkness. You can't see anything. So we hear that noise and then we're like, what was that? And we're like, I don't know. So I go to investigate and I'm looking out the front door.
Oh my God.
And I'm just looking around. I don't see anything. And I look back at the guys, I'm like, I don't see anything, but it'd be crazy if somebody was at this door right now. Like,
I remember you saying that too.
I'd be like, yo, that'd be insane. And then I look down and I'm like, oh shit. And there's a guy there.
Yeah.
So he wasn't standing up.
Yeah.
He was either like crouched down or like sitting down.
Yeah.
And then he was like, eh, I don't know what he said. I don't even remember. Because at this point, my dog Dot is just going crazy.
Yeah,
she's barking. She's like, you know, there's an intruder. There's a guy, and he's trying to talk to me, and I don't even remember what I said to him. So
I don't think you could understand him.
Yeah, so I got Dot, and I went and put Dot in the room.
Yeah,
and then I think I came to the door and tried talking to the guy, and I couldn't understand him.
Yeah.
So I think I talked to Silence, and I was like, yo, can you talk to this guy?
Yeah. And I'm just like, yo, I was like, leave that shit alone.
So then Silence goes to the door and he starts talking to the guy, and the guy needs help. He eventually tells a story that he's being chased by the police.
Yeah.
And he had just gotten tased.
Yeah.
And he needs a ride.
Oh yeah, that's right. He
didn't want to come in. I mean, he probably would have came in and hid or held us hostage, or I don't know what the fuck happened. But he wanted a ride, and the funniest part was like he told Silence, I'll give you $1. I'll give you $10. I'll give you $100.
Yeah.
But then Silence said he eventually went back to like $1.
I'll give you $1.
So crazy. Silence is a really great guy. He was trying to give this guy motivation.
Yeah. Oh my God, I forgot to give him that talk.
This was a motivational talk, yo. This was an incredible moment. He was like, yo, I'm sorry, I can't help, but you got to go. Like, you got to go do it. Like, you can't give up right now. Like, yo, you got to go. Like, you got to run. You got to work. You got to want it. I don't know what the fuck he said.
No, basically, but to that extent.
It turned into like a motivational pep talk. And I was just amazed that he was telling this guy this through the door. And
oh, my God.
Eventually, the guy left the house and he went up the hill towards the police
station.
There's like a police fire area.
Yeah.
Yeah. The town hall or whatever that little building is right there towards where all the police are.
He was probably like, man, fuck this motivation. I'm just going to turn myself in. Like,
but yeah, he was on our porch for a good 5 minutes trying to convince us to help him.
Yeah. I remember. And I was just like, don't let him in. I was like, do not let him in. No. It's like, what the fuck? And so, yeah, that shows really. But I do remember a time being like, no, we can't take you nowhere. You can't take you nowhere. And he was like, man, you just got to go, man.
You got to go do it.
You can't give up. But you get.
You got it. You got to want it. You got. So
I don't know if that dude ever got caught or if he made it out. But
it's like I tried Googling the incident or like man tased or I couldn't find anything.
Oof.
So
that shit's hilarious.
Shout out to that guy.
He could have been high or something.
And it's funny, he came to our house. Our house, we're always up late.
Yeah.
And we're probably the only house on the street that had lights.
Yeah, everybody else was usually asleep.
Would you go to someone's house and knock on their door and just ask a random person for help? That's kind of... At 2 a.m.
Maybe he wasn't all there.
Man. Not all there.
That's hilarious. I do remember that shit. I don't know. Did Cat ever come out during that? I don't remember.
I don't think he did. He caught it afterwards or something.
Maybe.
I don't know.
That's just hilarious. I remember just dying laughing afterwards, being like, what the fuck just happened?
Yes.
Crazy situation.
I'll never forget his face because I didn't see anything. And then I think I turned the light on my phone. Yep. And then I was going like this. And then I saw his face. And he was just like.
It's like a horror movie. Like.
It was. Dude, his face was just like. I don't know if it was a help me or a kill me or a. please. Yeah. I don't.
It just caught you off guard.
I was just like, oh shit.
It's crazy to think back because the irony of you being like, it'd be wild if a face just showed up.
It'd be wild if somebody was right out here.
That's straight out of a horror movie. Oh my god.
Yep.
That's hilarious. No, that shit, wild times. Wild times. But that's the podcast.
That's it.
Episode 54 of Not All Here Podcast. Thank you all for listening. If you're listening, make sure you follow. If you're listening to the audio version, make sure you follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, rate and review. Really helps us reach out to new listeners or anywhere that you stream podcasts. Also, if you're watching YouTube, make sure you like and subscribe and share. Appreciate it. Follow the podcast on Instagram at Not All Here Podcast. Follow Cool Ass People. Our personal pages, mine is It's EZL and Jetty.
JRB, the producer, on whatever platform your heart desires.
And don't open that door late at night to somebody.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
All right, we'll catch you on the next one. Peace.